To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the last day of February. Yes, the 28th of February, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Meta is breaking up the team, at least for those on the OS for the AR and VR. You might remember, rumors have been going around about the two divisions saying that, yeah, they don't know if they're going to continue with that. And yes, by all accounts, it's definitely looking like they're rethinking their plans of building a new operating system for its AR and VR devices. Now, like we said, back in January, Meta actually halted most of the work on the XROS, and they did that in favor of refining the Android-based VROS platform. Strange thing about it, though, even Engadget was asking about what was going on, and Meta pretty much just denied everything at the time. As far as the current situation, we reached out to Meta for comment, and yes, guess what? Nobody's talking. Hey, look, Microsoft's trying to make something easier. Don't hear that very often, do we? Well, if you want to manage your Bluetooth devices in Windows 11, apparently they're going to try. Gosh knows, Bluetooth is much needed nowadays to work. From keyboards to phones to speakers, you name it, Bluetooth's probably on it. So Microsoft thought, let's take some steps to make life a little easier for our users, at least in Windows 11. And this is all coming part of the latest build of Windows 11, that build being 22.563. And with that build, the Quick Settings menu has been updated, giving the user much greater control over attached Bluetooth devices. In a statement from Microsoft, they said they are beginning to roll out the ability to more easily manage your Bluetooth devices directly within the Quick Settings. This will give the user the ability to connect, disconnect, and even see battery level for the supported devices. Yeah, pretty much what we've already had on our mobile devices already, yeah. Now, as you probably guess, this is just for the insiders right now, meaning the full update is not rolled out to everybody. But if all goes planned, mainstream users should be seeing the update pretty soon. And finally, is Apple about to fold? Nah, not talking financially. I'm talking device-wise. Seems Apple might be working on a device with a 20-inch foldable display. At least that's what we're hearing from the folks over there at Bloomberg's Power On newsletter. They're saying that Apple is exploring the possibility of a folding device anywhere from 20 to 25 inches. 25 inches, wow, that'd be a lot to fold, wouldn't it? All accounts are pointing to a possible new iPad Pro. Maybe they'll call this one the iPad Pro Pro. And from what we can tell right now, the device will feature a dual-screen display. And even though all accounts are pointing to an iPad Pro Pro, other people are saying this could be leaning towards an all-touch Mac, saying that the other screen would augment the physical keyboard and trackpad. Now, if this sounds familiar to you, it probably should. Lenovo's kind of already done this. Remember the ThinkPad X1 Fold? And it folded right in the center to become a touchscreen laptop. However, though, when's the last time you've seen one out in the wild and actually see somebody using it? Yeah. I wouldn't hold my breath yet from this one from Apple, but of course, we've been surprised before. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is where you can support the new show, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. We definitely need your support so we can keep the new show on the air each and every month. And for literally as little as $5 a month, you could show your support for the new show. Also, of course, you can check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and of course, the BTN Slack room with our BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope your week's starting out well for you. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.